It's a beautiful Christmas rain today. Some of my parishioners have told me it's kind of hard getting into the spirit of things without snow. This is the first year where we've changed calendars, and instead of January 7th, we're celebrating on December 25th. Many people associate Christmas with the beauty and the emotions of a family around the dinner table, of people talking and commuting and sharing their lives. And it is a beautiful thing. But I like to think of Christmas as a time of repentance. I love Scrooge. Scrooge is one of my favorite stories because this is a man who knew how to change his life. When Jesus was born and came among us and began preaching, his first words were not, "Hey, how you doing?" They weren't welcome. They were, "Repent, because the kingdom of God is at hand." Tomorrow, when we'll be celebrating Christmas, the gift the Father in heaven gives us is himself. And every gift you will ever receive is symbolic of the relationship of the giver to the person receiving the gift. In other words, when your parents or friends or spouse give you a gift, what they're saying is, "This is how much I value you," or, "This is a poor symbol of how much I love you and how much I care for you." But the primary gift is always yourself. And wouldn't it be wonderful, especially in this Christmas season, in spite of the great emotions that we have, to focus down deep in your heart and say, "How can I become a better gift to the people that love me?" When Jesus was born in Bethlehem, we see the manger outside and the picture of the manger, the icon. And imagine, the sheep still smelled. The straw and the hay was not hermetically sealed and clean. There were around the stable the smells that are usually around the stables. People were still in dire straits. But there was one big difference that our Savior said, "I want to be with my people." And sometimes for the people that you love and you care about, your presence, your concern, your thoughts, "I was thinking about you," will be the best gift that you can ever give them. And sometimes you may feel weak and unable to change the situation, but you will say, "I will be there with the person that I love." So as we prepare for Christmas tomorrow, we remind ourselves, repentance is not simply being sorry for your sins, but renewing a relationship with the people that you love and the God that loves you, and saying to them, "This is how much I care and I love you. I am willing to wrap up this gift, which is me, in a much better package, in a much better behavior style, in much nicer words, because Scrooge changed." And on Christmas Day, he realized that if you really love someone, become a better you. So when you give the gift of yourself, it's nicer than it was last year. Slava Iisusu Hristu.